I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Last Friday, the Electric Reliability Council of Texas announced that six power plants had gone down unexpectedly and asked Texans to turn up their thermostats to 78 degrees for the weekend and avoid using large appliances during the hottest hours of the day to reduce strain on the power grid. On Tuesday, leaders of the Texas power grid tried to assure the public that the state's grid is ready for summer, when they forecast record-breaking demand for electricity during the hottest stretches. Texas Public Utility Commission Chair Peter Lake said there will be more reserve power available to the grid this summer than in previous summers, a necessary cushion that Lake said reflects a different approach than before the February 2021 disaster. Lake spoke confidently about the grid's summer readiness alongside ERCOT President Brad Jones, who also said he has no concerns about this summer. Lake and Jones said they didn't have any concerns about natural gas-fired power plants, the largest source of electricity generation on the power grid, despite having to ask Texans to reduce their power consumption last week. Governor Greg Abbott, at a separate event on Tuesday in North Texas, was asked about the grid and saluted ERCOT for how it handled last week's problems. The Texas Tribune wants to hear from you about how the effects of climate change are happening in Texas and how communities are adapting. We want to know what Texans think the federal, state, and local governments should do to help, and what your families and neighborhoods are already doing. Fill out the form posted now at texastribune.org or shoot us an email at community@texastribune.org to get in touch. A West Texas rancher who has battled the Railroad Commission over abandoned wells on her property has poured $2 million into a dark horse challenger, Sarah Stogner, for a seat on the commission as she looks to pull off a major upset in the May 24th Republican primary runoff. Ashley Watt, who owns a 75,000-acre ranch in the Permian Basin, has provided the seven-figure funding to Stogner. The money is helping bankroll a substantial TV ad buy in the final 2 weeks before Stogner faces the commission's chair, Wayne Christian, in the runoff. Watt said, "When an old Chevron oil well blew out radioactive brine water into my drinking water aquifer, ruining my ranch and forcing me to sell my entire cattle herd, the Railroad Commission teamed up with Chevron to work against me. I'm tired of fake conservatives like Wayne Christian trampling on Texas's private property rights while lining their pockets with poorly disguised bribes." Christian is up for a second term on the commission, which regulates the oil and gas industry in Texas. He narrowly failed to win the primary outright in March, getting 47% of the vote to Stogner's 15%. A political unknown and oil and gas attorney, Sarah Stogner has campaigned on her oil field experience and criticized Christian as too cozy with the industry. Early voting in the runoff election runs through this Friday, and Election Day is on May 24th. Check for updates on any of these stories at texastribune.org, or follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow The Brief Podcast for daily news updates on your favorite podcast app or Amazon Alexa device. I'm Justin Dane with the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by Texas Association of Community Colleges. Texas community colleges are the state's economic engine for recovery. Our colleges provide credentials that meet regional and local workforce demands. For more information, visit tacc.org. The Texas Tribune Festival returns to downtown Austin on September 22nd through the 24th. Get ready to connect with people you know and others you should at our annual celebration of Big Bold Ideas. Buy tickets by May 31st and save big at tribfest.org.